Ruth is one of two women in the Bible who has a book bearing their name. Ruth and Esther are those two women. You see, Ruth is an ancestor of David and of Jesus. That Ruth became such is surprising to us all, for she was not a daughter of Israel. She was a Moabite. She was a people that were outsiders to God's promises. She was someone who would not have been there of her own doing. Yet by her faith and her own initiative, her faith, Ruth was given a full measure of God's grace. And she stands today to all of us as a model of faith for both insiders and outsiders, for those who thought they knew everything and those who thought they didn't have a chance. You see, we first meet Ruth in Moab, and she is the daughter-in-law of Naomi. Naomi had a husband and sons, and those sons were married, one to Ruth and one to Orpah. And in the Bible, lots of people, we think that is a transcribe error. And it can easily happen if you notice that I turn numbers around and I do all kinds of things. So somewhere with the scribes most likely flipped that around somehow, and we really and truly believe that her name was probably Oprah. But it's in there, Orpah. So anyway, but when they got to a time in their land is after the husbands had passed away and the father, so that left all three women widows. And here they are with no husbands to take care of them. And in that time and in that day, that they needed that. So Naomi was going back home to Bethlehem. And her daughter-in-laws followed her for a while. And when they got to a certain time, the one that Oprah went on home, but Ruth decided, no, she needed to stay with her mother-in-law, Naomi. And that's exactly what she did. Because here they were widows, they were powerless, they were on the edge of poverty. They didn't have nobody to protect them, and in that day they needed that. They were facing the end of a family line. And when Naomi decides to return back to her native Bethlehem, she urges Ruth, she says, please go back to your own family, to your own people, and they will welcome you back. It's the most sensible thing to do. For Ruth, you've got better prospects there of marriage and having children in Moab. And Ruth, being one of those outsiders, has no security or she has no future in Naomi's land either. But despite all of that, Ruth makes a surprising choice. In words that are very poetic and from a devotion, Ruth binds herself to a helpless and a hopeless woman with no identifiable future, risking her own future out of compassion for the other. And in the first chapter of Ruth, verses 16 and 17, Ruth says these words. She says, do not press me to leave you or to turn from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. And when I die, I will die there, and will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me and more as well, if even death parts me from you. So Ruth was determined to go with her mother-in-law Naomi, and she did. She went and she began to work. She began to set things at hand. And you see, Ruth clings to Naomi and pledges her solidarity to her. She said, I'm here, Ruth, Naomi, I'm here with you. So they set out empty-handed to that place called Bethlehem. And when those two widows arrived in Bethlehem, of course we know their future looked bleak. But guess what? It was the beginning of the barley harvest. Things were being harvested. Time was at hand. People were in the fields, and they were everywhere in full view. And Ruth takes action, and she gains permission to glean in the fields. Well, you know, as a widow of that time, it is allowed to follow the harvesters and to gather the sheaves that are left behind. And it happens that the field that where she is gleaning belongs to no other than Boaz, a wealthy man who is also happens to be one of her relative of her husband, one of his cousins. And he's a wealthy man. And guess what? Boaz sees that and he shows kindness to her. And he not only arranges for her to pick up what is left behind, he asked his gleaners, he asked the people that are working for him to get the bounty of his crop to leave extra so that she can pick up more. So he even does that, and he prays for Ruth in his life, and he prays for her to find a full reward from God, from the God of Israel, the God that she's not even used to, the God, though, that she has chosen to follow because of her mother-in-law, the God of Israel, under whose wings Ruth has sought refuge. You see, Ruth is there. She returns with her hands full of barley to the house. And when Naomi learns that the man who has showed her kindness is a relative, she gives thanks to God as well. For Boaz is one of her kinsmen redeemers for the husband's family. You see, back in that day, if someone in the family passed away, and it was the brother or anyone left in that family, if you're a woman and your husband died, you're supposed to marry one of the brothers. He's supposed to take you. Well, I don't know that that would go along with everybody too well. But that's just kind of the way it worked. And then if there was no brother, then it went out to cousins or someone else. And, you know, if no one else is like, you know, they just usually kind of hung around. And then they became people that somebody had to care for, and they were beggars. They were very homeless and very powerless, and most of the time they died of poverty and hunger. And it was a very bad thing for them, but they knew that what they had to do, and they found out that Boaz was one of the husband's family and that he was one of the redeemers. Although Boaz had no obligation to marry Naomi, since she was not his brother's wife, Naomi sees those possibilities in the favor of Boaz and what he has done for Ruth already. So Naomi, this very wise mother-in-law, devises a plan for Ruth to present herself to be Boaz's wife, asking him to honor the role of family redeemer. Ruth accepts that challenge, and she plans and follows through with it to the very T. She does exactly what her mother-in-law asked her to do, to go into the barn, to the winnowing floor where he was working, to let him finish eating and his work and drinking. And when he lay down, to go and unwrap his feet and to lay at his feet, and he would tell her what to do. So you can put into that whatever you want to put into that. But that is when basically Ruth proposes to Boaz, and he accepts. That was a big risk. I mean, he could have thrown her out of the barn and she would have been scandalized, and that would have been the end of it. She might have even been stoned to death, but she would have been cast out. But Boaz could have thrown her out, as we all know, but he didn't. Oh, it was a gutsy move on Ruth's part. She asked for a future because it was her faith in not only God, but her faith in her mother-in-law, her obedience to her mother-in-law. And Ruth asks for a future. Boaz accepts the role as the redeemer and fulfills his own prayer that he's been praying for Ruth by marrying her. And Ruth gives birth to a son named Obed. And Naomi, this mother-in-law who once wanted everybody to call her bitter, whenever her husband died and her sons were killed, when they all three died back in Moab, whenever they were traveling, she was so very bitter. She was so very upset. And her name means life and hope. But she changed her name from Naomi to Mara, which meant bitter. She said, I can no longer be happy. And all of a sudden, here she is back in her homeland of Bethlehem with her daughter-in-law. And all of a sudden, she sees promise. She sees hope. She sees this daughter-in-law is getting married and is going to have a child. And when that child is born, Naomi herself takes that child and soothes him and cuddles him and nurses him herself. Lots of times that happened back then. Other women could take your child and nurse your child. That's another thing I don't think I wanted to take part in either. But those type things were just common. And that's exactly what she did. She brought that child to her, and this is my child. It was her grandchild. And she brought that, and she helped to raise that child, and it was a blessing. You see, Ruth was an outsider, but acted as redeemer and became the redeemed. She became the redeemed. She took action by faith in God she claimed as her own, showing compassion for the helpless, then claiming her own place and her own future with the people of God. Because guess what? She became one of the grandmothers of David. She became in the line of Jesus, because that is the as it says in the New Testament in Luke's Gospel, of the lineage of David, that Jesus was the generations passed down. So Ruth is in that line. She's made it a Moabite lady who is an outsider, who made it into the line of David and Jesus. She has come to claim, and she's come to take her place, a future with the people of God, a blessedness that has come upon her. Today, may you and I model our own faith after Ruth. May we act so boldly to help the helpless, putting our own trust in God and claiming a future of full reward. So you and I have the same options, the same things that Ruth had, to be able to claim our Lord is our Lord and Savior, to speak boldly, to step out on that faith, to use Ruth as a role model. Because she came to a place in her life and she was empty, and she left full. The same with her mother-in-law, Naomi. She came bitter and angry into Bethlehem and hurt. She was mourning. She was grieving for her life, and she found new life. So may we this day find new life in Christ. Let us pray.